This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's been almost 3 weeks since heavy rains here in Southern California triggered those mudslides in the hills above Montecito in Santa Barbara County. More than 20 people were killed after a mix of mud, boulders, and trees came sliding down hillsides that had been burned in the wildfires last month. Hundreds of government workers and contractors have been hauling debris out around the clock. It took them nearly 2 weeks just to get the main north-south highway up there, Highway 101, open. So really, the cleanup has just barely begun, as Marketplace's Aaron Schrank reports.
Most call it a mudslide, but John Fry wants people to understand it's a lot more than just mud. He prefers the technical term, a debris flow.
It's almost like a wet concrete-type mixture that can end up moving and floating rock the size of a school bus. It'll take out anything in its way, and that's what happened up here.
Officer, I'm with flood control. Can I get through, please?
He drives me to some of the hardest-hit areas, and we see hillside homes flattened by fast-moving boulders and thick trees uprooted everywhere. The public isn't allowed here, but Fry's an engineer with Santa Barbara County Flood Control.
You can see that gas line. It's bent like a piece of spaghetti right there. To the left were several homes that are no longer there.
Just a swimming pool filled with debris. Fry keeps his truck's hazards on as emergency crews and dump trucks work the hillside. Some haul rock out of debris basins, massive pits built to catch whatever falls from the mountains above. They were quickly overwhelmed by the storms.
This basin was completely filled. In fact, it was like 125% filled with this rocky material that we're looking at here.
Some boulders are so large that excavators with hydraulic hammers have to break them into pieces before they're scooped into dump trucks and hauled 50 miles away. FEMA and the Army Corps have awarded more than $24 million in private contracts for this work. Cleaning the basins is a priority.
We don't know when the next storm is going to come in. We need these basins and channels back to their pre-storm condition.
The basin cleanup alone is far from done. The 24-hour merry-go-round of dump trucks will continue at least through the end of February. And this is just one of several fronts in the effort. The normal rhythm of work and life and the tourist economy won't return until it's all done. Officials struggle with where to put all the rock and muck, mixed with car parts, raw sewage, and contents of homes. Some gets hauled to the beach. There's no swimming at Goleta Beach because of bacteria in the mud dumped there. Bulldozers push piles of brown dirt out into the surf.
Every day, through one tide cycle, it's all mixed in, and the next morning it looks like the regular beach again.
That's County Environmental Planner Seth Shank. From behind an orange safety fence, he tells curious onlookers this is necessary. There's already more debris than anyone knows what to do with, and cleanup crews haven't even started on private property.
Which is a big, big, big deal. They say that basically 90% of the material is on private property, and so there is a huge volume of material still out there that's going to have to be dealt with.
Many residents haven't even seen their homes since they escaped the disaster. Here's a video shot by realtor Marco Farrell the morning his family evacuated.
Turn around! The flash flood's right there! The flash flood's right there! Get out of here! Go!
You see a wall of trees and mud advancing down the mountain at speeds of more than 30 miles an hour. He and his parents got rescued after standing for hours in knee-deep mud. The Farrells have been staying at a friend's house. Their neighborhood is still closed off.
It's a weird, twisted staycation where we're just kind of fiddling our fingers waiting to get in to try to save our stuff as it slowly rots away.
Cleaning up is too complicated and dangerous for families to do themselves. Thick layers of dried mud can be hard as brick. Some homeowners want to hire private mud haulers now, but authorities don't want the extra traffic and safety risk. Farrell understands the concern. Not far from his home, debris crews are still joined by forensic experts who stand by and look for the bodies of the missing among the rubble.
We're the lucky ones. You know, some people don't have a home. Some people don't have family to go back to.
Farrell reminds himself to be patient, but he's eager for answers from his insurance company, for one. Mudslides technically fall under flood insurance, which he and most Montecito residents didn't have. Because the debris flow was caused by the fires, homeowners' policies should cover the damage, but insurers are the ones to decide. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.